Blog Talk Radio.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Calm the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
To Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long. We're glad you're here on this Tuesday. We are live. We got quite a few shows lined up for you here. Next hour, the top of the hour, will be our angel messenger, Marilyn Posick, and then Sonic Nova, psychic medium, after that. So stay with us here on Journey into the Light. A couple of great shows following this great show that's starting now. So, one after another. So, we're bringing on astrologer Shakti, as she's going to be taking your phone calls too in, later into this program. So, start calling in now to the number 347-884-8245. And then press the 1 on your phone once you're called into the show. And if you would like to reach our guest, the website link is right there on the show page. You can click on that now. It just take you to a separate window. You won't lose the show. And check out the website and how to contact our guest as well. So as you guys are calling on in, Let's bring in our guest all the way from Hawaii. Let's welcome Shakti to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Mike. Aloha, as we say here from Maui.
Well, great. I understand your weather is really good right now, about 80 degrees or so?
No, it's not. We have a weather front, and all the tourists are probably really disappointed. It's
really?
Not the promise we usually hold for our visitors.
Oh.
But still, nothing compared to what you guys are going through on the mainland. I mean, we are really quite lucky here with the weather. But in winter, we do have those weather fronts when it turns cold. I'm sitting here in my cashmere pullover.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But I don't have heating, so.
Yeah. No one there has heating, I guess.
Depends where people live on the island. We have different climate zones, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 35 here right now, so.
Oh, my.
It's warm inside. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, today, as of exact right now, we have a full moon. Full moon in Gemini. And it's very significant that we have this talk exactly on a timing like this. So when I was thinking, what do I want to talk about today, it became quite obvious this is what I need to talk about. And it's also an especially powerful full moon because it's what we call a super full moon. So I want to talk about that as well. So I think we all are kind of in touch with the significance of a full moon. Because we can see it. We don't need an observatory or some kind of special ways to see the moon. The moon is obvious to our visible eye, and the journey throughout the months with the waxing and waning of the moon, we have a connection, and our ancestors even more so. They would plant and harvest according to the moon phase. So in general, we can say the new moon starts a new journey. And as an astrologer, I can say a lot about what this new journey throughout the month is emotionally about. But then we are all, astrologically interested or not, we kind of in touch with when there is a full moon because we feel impacted. I mean, police knows the crime rates go up on the full moon night. People are more easily reactive and angry with each other. The cats are out and about. They're loud at night. People don't sleep as well on the full moon. And depending on where that is happening in your birth chart, some people are more impacted than others. But just in general, I would say the full moon is really an event in the heavens we all can kind of more or less relate to. And then, of course, as an astrologer, we pay a lot of attention to in which signs is that happening. Where does the moon cycle start out of? So what's the sign the new moon was in at the last new moon, which was in Sagittarius? And today, in the culmination, it's happening in Gemini. So it's happening at 22 degrees in Gemini at 4:06 p.m. at Pacific Standard Time, which is right now. So that's quite something. So in general, we can say the full moon always kind of sheds some light onto certain emotional inner dimensions or structures. So, I mean, we're all so mental in the Western society. We all are very connected with our thoughts, and we hold them for true. But more or less, we kind of not so connected with the inner world of emotions. So the inner world of emotions, we relate back to the right hemisphere and the more logical mind, filtering intellectual mind, we relate more to the left brain hemisphere. So of course, in a truly balanced and optimal way of using our brains, we would be very balanced between those dimensions of the thoughts and consciousness and our belly and our feelings. And of course, that's not the case, but we're growing, we're trying to get there. So we can say that the full moon is always kind of an emotional fullness. So the full moon brings light and awareness into the specifics of the sign. So for a brief period of time, we feel that inner world of emotions more intensely than usual. That's why the full moon is kind of there for all of us to look at, to feel. So, and then, of course, wherever that full moon is happening in your chart, it might trigger certain responses inside of you. So, but before I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Gemini and what that really means, I want to give you that extra dimension of the supermoon. So we had 4 supermoons this year, and next year we will only have one, actually a year from now in December. So you can tell a supermoon is quite a rare event. So actually not only the full moon can be a supermoon, but also the new moon. So what's happening when we call a moon a supermoon? So generally it relates to the distance the moon holds to the Earth. So supermoon we call it when the full moon or the new moon coincides with that closest distance to the Earth. And you might have heard it called perigee. So as a result that the moon is so close, it looks 12 to 14% bigger than a usual moon. So that's significant. So you might be able to snatch some nice pictures tonight. Go out and have a look at the sky and see. So what's so special about a supermoon is because it's so close to the Earth. I mean, we know the moon is influencing the tides of the ocean. We know it pulls on the Earth's crust. But when it's a supermoon, it's especially close, and the gravity is even stronger. So this is when we have more of a possibility for earthquakes and tsunamis to happen because of that pull and how the Earth's energy field and physical dimension is reacting to that. But also us as humans, of course, we have an energy field. I mean, we perceive ourselves as physical bodies, but of course there is an invisible energetic dimension to the physical body. And even if we already know that a normal full moon has quite an impact on our emotions and our reactivity and all that, you can imagine if it's a supermoon, that's even stronger. So, just be aware that today there is a stronger pull on your emotional field, and with that, an easier way to get off the handle, to be more reactive than usual. Because the supermoon is happening in Gemini is a sign of the communicator, the social interactions, there's a big chance that it will happen in our interaction with others. So we might have more fierce contacts, more fierce arguments or discussions, and that's part of the supermoon in Gemini. One other little tidbit here. The supermoon is the closest to the Earth ever since January 26, 1948. So that's a long time. So this is why we call a supermoon being so impactful, and especially this one today. So I'm kind of a little excited to talk about, because I am so passionate about astrology, and I believe that astrology, especially when we take it more personal by having an astrology reading, that we can find guidance, we can find a deeper level of meaning to who we are in the world and how we express our potentials. And a birth chart is just that blueprint for your soul and what your soul intended for you to learn this lifetime. So as I have talked about before to you, Michael, I'm an evolutionary astrologer. So with the evolutionary perspective, we look exactly at that. What's your soul perspective in this lifetime? What's your spiritual destiny? How can you heal areas in your life where you feel wounded, where you're suffering, where you hurt? So I have a lot of passion for astrology. I'm doing it for almost 40 years. So I'm really like to spread the bug, so to really give you an idea with these interviews and all the forecasts I'm doing on YouTube and Facebook. I want you to really get an idea how you can support yourself in your daily life and ultimately how to thrive. So there's so much mystery and so much wonder and miracles in life. So it's all about our certain set point of consciousness, how we filter reality and what we actually allow to show up in our life. So I truly believe that our outer world is kind of a reflection of our inner world. So we create certain circumstances, certain relationships based on what we need to experience in this lifetime and what we set out to do. So, let me get to that Gemini aspect of it. So Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and Gemini is a storyteller, the communicator, the student who looks into the world and wants to discover things and understand. So sometimes we call it the beginner's mind of the child, of the student who is open enough to allow new information to penetrate. So I think that's the promise of this full moon, that this new information, a different way to look at yourself is available, and especially to look at your inner world, the more non-linear way of being in the world through our emotions. So you could today, tomorrow, or maybe already yesterday, so around the full moon, there is this opening into your own unconsciousness, into the belly of your wave. If you imagine yourself to be a wave in the ocean, the belly usually is our unconsciousness. And today your mind is more open to touch into those unconscious dimensions and to get insights how to go about in your relationship, about healing old wounds in your heart. So that's why I'm quite excited about this full moon in Gemini. It's a wonderful thing to have for all of us, but especially if you have any planets in Gemini or in Sagittarius, then it's opposing, or in Capricorn, or in, hold on, I lost my page here. I'm looking at the ticking clock. So right now the moon is really almost on the second exact in opposition to the sun, and that's what we describe as a full moon. So Gemini planets will be especially strongly impacted, Sagittarian planets. So if you have the sun in Sagittarius, or your moon, or your ascendant, or in Gemini, or if you have them in Aries or Libra, these are the signs which will have the strongest impact by the full moon, because this is where the energy comes in full throttle and really gives you this moment of aha and waking up and, oh, okay, let's do something here. And for the other signs, it's not as strong, but of course we all are impacted. But for the other signs, it's more kind of an easy flow of integration. So, shall we bring some questions in?
Yeah, let's bring some callers into the show and invite everybody to call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone when you call on in. Your opportunity to get on in. And let's take our first call from 310 area code. Welcome, California. Can we get your first name?
Yes, my name is Susan.
Susan?
Yes, hi.
Hey, hi, good to meet you on the phone,
nice,
on the radio.
Nice to meet you. You sound like my friend
from
Austria.
Okay, well, what's your question, my dear?
Yes, I was just wondering
what's
if you had any insight regarding relationship.
All right. Actually, we did a whole call about relationships, so you might want to go back and listen to that. Astrologically, when I get that question in a reading with a person, I always look at the Moon and Venus in the chart, because Venus, as a goddess of love, represents symbolically what we're looking for in a relationship and what we need in order to feel intimate and connected on the level of the heart. And the Moon gives us information what you need in order to feel safe, really comfortable with somebody. So when I do relationship charts, I always look how do those Moon and Venus components, how are they situated in your chart, in your partner's chart, and it goes a long way to know what the other person needs to really be able to trust, to relax, to feel happy. So usually what we look is for a compatibility between the Moon and the Sun or the Venus in your chart. And
okay.
Then, of course, when I look at the chart of a woman, I can tell what is really most perfect for you to look at, astrologically speaking, in a man. So, for example, Sun and Mars are the two symbols in astrology which describing the inner male, the male principle, as Moon and Venus are describing the inner woman, the inner feminine. So in the chart of a woman, the Sun and the Mars represents on one hand our own inner way of shining into the world and our own self-identity and the way we do things, how we take action. That's Mars. Mm-hmm. But it also gives us an idea of what to look for in a partner, in a potential mate. So for example, if you have your Sun in Aries, it probably would be helpful for you to look at people who have a certain amount of fire in their chart. It doesn't always go as easy, okay, you're in Aries, so you need an Aries as a man. It's not as linear and superficial, but you would do well with a Leo or Sagittarian, a man who has maybe ascendant there or the Sun there or his Mars there. So if you have your Sun in Aries, you need somebody who is strong enough so he can handle your strengths, your fiery self-expression. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So where's your Sun sign? What's your astrological sign?
I'm a Gemini. I'm a Gemini.
Gemini. All right. Hello, sister. My ascendant is in Gemini. So for you, it's really important that you find somebody you can communicate with.
Okay.
Somebody you have the mental way of connecting, the same kind of level, the same kind of curiosity. And you both would want to have adventures. You would want to have experiences together. Mm-hmm. So you don't want somebody who's a bookworm sitting as a nerd in his office all day. You need somebody who's willing to go out and experience life together. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know more of your chart, like your Moon or Ascendant?
Not really.
Okay. So what you can do after the call, you go to my website, maoiastrologyreading.com, and when you sign up for my newsletter, you get access to get your chart done. So you put in your information, the program, and then you can see where your moon is, what your ascendant is. And that will give you a lot of information. And if you want to look things up, it's a nice way to get started. So you always want to have your birth chart as the main document to work with in astrology.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So everybody is welcome to go to my website and get their chart there. And, of course, then the most in-depth learning and experience is to have a personal reading. Mm-hmm. So usually what happens when people end up with an astrologer like me for reading, they usually have some kind of actualizations in their chart, so they're really looking for some specific support and understanding what's going on in their life, and astrology can really do that. So, I mean, as I said, I'm doing it almost 40 years, so I know what astrology can do, and I think the biggest hindrance for people to get an astrology reading is they don't really know what to expect, right? So, I talk a little bit more about that on my YouTube channel. I have a video up, what to expect from an astrology reading, so you might want to check that out. So my YouTube channel is Shakti Carola Nevrin. So you can find me there.
Okay, great.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think I just need to figure out more information. But yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you single or are you with somebody?
I'm single.
Okay, so then it goes a long way for you to become more aware of what your soul really wants you to experience in the realm of relationship.
Right.
And just for an example, some people need to have adventure. Some people need to be challenged to a certain extent in their relationships. And for another person, like a Cancer or a Taurus, it's like, no way, I don't want adventure. I want commitment. I want to feel safe and connected and nurtured. So we have all these different emphases which show in the chart of what we need and what we should be looking for. But, of course, it really depends on that sense of self-knowledge and self-awareness. So that's why astrology goes such a long way to give you that higher wisdom perspective and insight.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth to tap into it. And for people who really want to learn about astrology, I have created my Master Astrology Academy, where I teach astrology, really how to learn how to read a chart, and some people use that training to become an astrologer themselves. Of course, it's only a start, but you learn how to about all the sun signs, the planets in the signs, the houses, the aspects, and how to pull it all together in how to read a chart. So, yeah, I mean, astrology really can become a spiritual path and very, very deeply satisfying. So as you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about it.
Yes, I love that. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my dear.
Okay,
so
thanks for your call. No, we're out of time. We're out of time.
Okay,
we've got 30 seconds. So great show, Shakti. Thanks for all that. I really appreciate it. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you like it. Okay, my dear. All the best, everybody.
Okay, you too. All the best. Mm-hmm. All right, bye-bye. All righty. And that's Shakti. She's here on Tuesdays, and I'll be back live in 30 minutes. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the broadcast.